In my post, The Truth About the Female Orgasm, we discuss the three reasons that keep you from being a real man. Why you are unable to sexually satisfy a woman. The cold hard, or not hard, as the case may be, truth is that if you are a Minuteman, a limp noodle, or a teeny weeny, you just are not capable of making a woman come with your dick. You may think you can make up for it with your tongue or with toys, and perhaps that will work for a while. But for us women, it is just not the same as having a nice, pussy, stretching cock fucking us, slipping in and out of our cunts, pressing against our G-spot, our thrust meeting that against our lovers, and then getting a nice, big cum load. Now those are the best orgasms. The sad truth is that most men fall into at least one of three categories. You don't believe me? Well, the numbers don't lie. 18 million men in the U.S. suffer from erectile dysfunction. 30% of men suffer from premature ejaculation. One in three fucking guys are two pump chumps. And then, the average erect penis is only 4.5 to 5 inches. It's fucking pathetic. You know, the real men, the hung like a horse guys, who can fuck all night long, are in high demand and in short supply. There simply are not enough of them for all the women to settle down into a relationship with. Which brings us to cuckolding. You see, being a little cucky means you get to give your woman all the companionship, love, and security of a committed relationship, while the bulls get to service multiple women and the injustice of the cosmic joke that makes most men losers in bed is righted. You see, the purpose of cuckolding is to give you purpose. And that's why you should just fucking do it.